online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Lucy Hickman.
Former International Development Secretary Justine Greening says she's shocked by sexual misconduct allegations surrounding Oxfam. It follows claims relating to workers' behaviour in Haiti in 2011, as well as allegations children had been abused in some of its shops. She says she tried to push for more safeguards when she was in charge of the UK's aid projects.
There possibly could have been put together some kind of a register to track those people and make sure that they were never allowed to circulate around the system. That's something I think the NGO sector themselves should have been taking a lead on. They weren't, but it's certainly a question I raised with them.
An investigation's now been launched by the Charity Commission.
KM FM News.
A man's in a London hospital with serious injuries after a head-on crash in Medway. He had to be cut free from his car after it happened on Beach and Bank Road in Walderslade at about 7:30 last night. Two other people were treated by paramedics at the scene. New research shows the cost of renting a home in the UK has doubled in the last decade. It's raising concerns young people could struggle to save enough money to get onto the property ladder. These people in Rochester agree it's an issue.
I don't know anything about how I'd go about buying a house, because I've never been taught that. So it's kind of just going into a blind, which I don't think is
so many young people now are going off trying to do their own thing, but they're held back because they can't get to the places they need to be because they can't afford to live anywhere.
England cricketer Ben Stokes has pleaded not guilty to a fray. He's due back in Bristol Crown Court next month to answer the charge relating to an incident outside a nightclub in the city last September. Children in Kent are being asked to fill in a survey about their experiences online to help tackle cyberbullying. The county's police and crime commissioner wants to find out more about when and on which sites young people are targeted. Matthew Scott says they've already had around 4,000 responses.
Because we're having these honest conversations with young people, we've got people saying that yes, they have been a victim, and some who are even admitting that now they know the definition of cyberbullying and what it involves. A number have actually admitted that they might have done it themselves.
The questionnaire's anonymous, and we've tweeted a link to it at KMFM News.
This is KMFM.
A lorry driver's been arrested on suspicion of drink driving after blocking the entrance of Larkfield Leisure Centre's car park. Staff tried to help guide the truck out yesterday evening, but it ended up hitting another vehicle. The 50-year-old remains in custody. CCTV footage has been released after steering wheels were stolen from expensive cars across Kent. BMWs, Mercedes and Audis have been targeted in Maidstone, Sevenoaks and Longfield over the last few months. We tweeted a link to the video at KMFM News. A teenage girl from Kent's hoping to one day compete in the Olympics after already becoming a 5-time world champion in kickboxing. 14-year-old Phoebe Comiskey, who trains at Star Kickboxing, is setting her sights on competing for her country. She's won titles in that sport, but now wants to take on regular boxing too. Her instructor, Paul Haworth, says he always knew she had potential.
She was 6 when she joined. From the first time we saw her at training, straight away, could see that she was going to be good. Never have guessed she'd be this good. Yeah, she's just come on leaps and bounds.
Events are taking place across Kent this lunchtime for Pancake Day. Special races are being held in Hollingbourne and Gravesend, and we've tweeted a link to a perfect recipe at KMFM News.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Great Britain's Elise Christie has missed out on a medal after crashing in the final of the speed skating short track 500 metres at the Winter Olympics in South Korea. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, it meant a repeat of what happened in Sochi 4 years ago. The triple world champion got to her feet and trailed home in fifth, but was upgraded to fourth after one of her competitors was disqualified. Football and the Gillingham boss says they've got a lot of options for the squad ahead of tonight's game. They picked up a point against Peterborough United at the weekend and travelled to take on Northampton Town later. They're currently in 13th place in the League One table. Here's manager Steve Lovell.
We'll have everybody in training and have a look at the way Northampton are set up and... see who's okay. Lee Martin might come back into the fold, so We'll see.
Kickoff's at 7:45. And England cricketers have been beaten by 12 runs in their T20 against New Zealand. They finished on 184 for 9, failing to chase down 197. That would have been a record score at Wellington. England have only one game left to play in the tri-series and are bottom of the table, having previously lost twice to Australia.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.